Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Ha! Just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
This episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allow you, the consumer and traveler, look at you little traveler, to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off a suitcase right now, go to awaytravel.com/ALN and use the promo code ALN and start traveling in style the right way, the Away way. Hey, Brad.
What's up, Adam?
Oh, dude, you know, just feeling real chill.
You look good, you feel good.
Oh, and when you look good and you feel good, you pod good.
Darn right. And what's the best way that we can pod good?
Put Koi CBD in your body.
It's so great. I'm so glad that these guys jumped on as the sponsors. CBD oil is the hottest thing in health right now. You watch the news. Every day there's a new study about how good this stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
And the benefits of it.
We're one press conference away from Trump being like, this is why my cheeseburgers taste so good. They've got Koi CBD oil in them. CBD, if you don't know what it is, it's not weed. That's a big misconception. It's an oil derived from an industrial hemp plant that has no psychoactive effects, so you get the medical benefits from the hemp plant without getting the high, man. It's a great natural alternative to over-the-counter and pharmaceutical drugs. Now, there's a lot of uses for CBD oil.
Absolutely.
Creams, tinctures, vapes, gummies, which Koi all provides. I fuck with the gummies every morning because it starts my day off with a very relaxed, chill, meditative. I just feel dialed in. There's got to be something these gummies that also, you know, gives your brain an extra level of coherentness. Is that the word?
Well, because you probably
it makes you make up words.
You took a gummy before you said that. That's for sure. And I do the same thing, but I have the oils. I just take the CBD oil. I put it in my tea, and then I'm good to go for
You're
the rest
a tea guy
of the day.
Now. Is that from being married?
I mean, I don't know what it is.
Tea is great though.
I'm a tea guy because it makes me feel good. And CBD oil, Koi CBD oil, makes me feel even better. They got all sorts of flavors. They got
what are the flavors?
They got peppermint. They got lemon lime. They got blue raspberry. They got all these different things.
They are the fruity pebbles of CBD oil. People use it too for pain, anxiety, inflammation. My mom uses the Koi topical creams for arthritis, and she straight up told me, she's like, "I don't hurt like I hurt before."
That's a great slogan.
And I'm like, that is so honest and real, and that's coming from a Jewish mom. Yeah. And as you said, they don't lie.
This stuff works so well. I'm scared to rub the lotion on me because I think it might cure my dwarfism. And then what the fuck am I going to joke about?
Well, Koi CBD, all these products are manufactured in the USA with 100% natural CBD oil. It's the best tasting product on the market, as we've attested to the flavors. We've tried a bunch. People have come to us all the time trying to be like, yo, can we sponsor? We haven't found the one we've liked until now. And they're America's number one trusted CBD brand. All the products are THC free. And it's a family-owned and operated company. And if you want to fuck with Koi, which you should because we do, and we can't talk about how much we love their products enough, the gummies, the tinctures, the creams, the tinctures, the drops. Dude, I put a couple drops in before I go to bed. And it also makes it easier to drink coffee because coffee gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Yep.
Now it calms me down. So I love that. If you want it, go to KoiCBD.com right now. Put in promo code AboutLastNight, all one word, all caps, for 20% off any retail order from the website. KoiCBD.com, promo code about last night for 20% off the order. Start feeling good, start living good, start looking good, start dwarfing good.
Start dwarfing good.
The official dwarf sponsor.
Koi is the official CBD sponsor of dwarves. Can I say that? I'm pretty sure.
You've got proof.
I'm a dwarf. I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. This weekend, I will be headlining the Rec Room in Huntington Beach, California. Do you live in the OC? Do you live near Irvine or Newport Beach or Huntington Beach? Well, then come see me at the Rec Room this Saturday, November 23rd, 8 p.m. show. Fired up. Get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Tonight, you can see me at the Laugh Factory with Adam Carolla, Nick Swartzen, and Doug Benson. That's a 7:30 show tonight, Laugh Factory in Hollywood. Come out and see me tomorrow night, Comedy Store, 8 and 10 p.m. with Joey Diaz, Brian Callen, Doug Benson, and surprise guests, 8 and 10 p.m. Comedy Store Main Room. Come out tomorrow night. Wednesday, I'm at the Laugh Factory. And shows in town Thursday and Friday. And then, like I said, Saturday at the Rec Room. Saturday, Huntington Beach. Come see me. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams will be in Irvine, California this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go see Brad at the Irvine Improv Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Well, we're nearing the end, baby. We're nearing the end of Brad Williams on the ALN podcast for now. Never say never, like Justin Bieber said. And we will never say never to the idea of having Brad back. But for now, he's going to be a dad. So we got to close out with some heavy hitters, the best of the best. Episode 500 is Dana Carvey, as we said. But today's episode is Jonathan Kite. Just crushes it every time he's on the pod. And this episode, I believe it's his 8th or 9th, maybe 10th appearance, could be the best. We fucking laughed nonstop. Kite's the man. And he's proven why he's a comedic force of nature in the entertainment business. And I just can't believe that I laughed so hard on this one that I couldn't breathe. He's so funny, so fun to be with. So I'm glad that he was able to be a part of this 500 episode buildup. So enjoy the fuck out of this episode. Follow John on Instagram at Jonathan Kite, me at Adam Ray Comedy, Brad at Brad Williams Comic, at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Read the Room, my album. Go get it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music. And pre-order my music comedy album, Songs for the People, out December 13th. You can pre-order that shit November 29th. I will keep the ads coming. But go get that, please. It's so good. It's going to be awesome. If you like music, good. You can fucking get it. A lot of tour dates coming up. All those tour dates at AdamRayComedy.com. I'm going to be in Omaha. Nebraska next weekend at the Funny Bone. Going to be in Arizona. Going to be in D.C. Oxnard, California. All that ticket info at AdamRayComedy.com. Rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. 5-star rating. Comment on the iTunes page. And email us at AboutLastNightPod@gmail.com. And we might read your fan mail on air and get you some free Adam Ray merch, which I told you I'm doing. Email us at AboutLastNightPod@gmail.com. Why you got into the pod. How you got it. Your favorite ALN moments. With your address and shirt and hoodie size, and you might get some Adam Ray merch giveaway that's happening up until the end of the year. This is my season's greeting. Thank you to the fans. Speaking of fan emails, holy shit, Steve Ortega writes, love the show, bummed to see Brad leave, but I know there's still some good shit coming our way. Been listening to the podcast for a few years after I heard Brad stand up on Comedy 103.1 in Denver. Lots of good stuff to listen to, but my favorite episode is Tony Danza Oscar Bonanza Stanza Preview Show. Pure comedy gold. I think that's when me and Jonathan Kite and Jeff Richards improvised celebrities doing Oscar previews. We should do that again. Keep up the good work, Adam, as I will continue to listen, and best of luck to Brad as he enters the realm of parenthood. Steve Ortega. Thank you, Steve. You're the fucking man. Thanks for the good message, man. Here's one from Jeremy Card. He writes, Adam and Brad, just got done listening to the Brian Lieberman ep and laughed my ass off the entire time. I drive a lot for work, always save up ALN eps for the road to avoid road rage when I'm sitting in traffic. Been listening for a few years now, and I'm disappointed to lose Brad and his Statham impression, but I can't wait what ALN 2.0 brings. Can't wait to show off some merch and get some people into the show. Jeremy Card. Well, thanks for the message, Jeremy. You're the fucking man, dude. Biggest fan in Cleveland. This is from Alexandra Swetland. Loved the show in Cleveland. You were definitely the highlight and favorite of the night, according to my friends. Your energy on stage is magical, even without Brad's elfish charm. P.S. Brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart is superior to all their flavors. Holy shit. Alex, you're the fucking man, and that is the truth. If you don't eat brown sugar Pop-Tarts, you're a serial killer. Let's read one more. What else we got here? Marlon Mayer from East Windsor, New Jersey writes, I listened to Jeremiah Watkins episode this morning and then received an email while having a shitty day at work. Huge fan of the podcast. I listened to the Mark Norman episode 3 times. Always watch your videos on Instagram. Love your crowd work, Adam. I'll never forget the video of you making fun of a pink berry manager at one of your shows. Brad's jokes and on the small urinals are classic. I always try to get people to listen. I'm a sous chef, never have time off. Would love to try to see more of your stand-up. Keep crushing it. Thanks a lot, Marlon Mayer. So again, email us, aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. A few more reps coming, and then the best ofs for the holiday season. So, yeah, let's get into it. Fuck, why wait any longer? It's time to laugh. Now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the one and only ALN Hall of Famer, John Kite.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a dude, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Oh, you don't have festive laundry music?
I do, but...
That's what I call festive laundry music.
Volume 10.
I was going to say, how many do you think they've done?
I mean, Drake was on the first seven.
Yeah,
he had that's what we know
well,
for sure.
Well, he's a Downey guy.
Yeah. And him and Michael Bublé.
Yeah, and Robert Downey's more of a Downey guy.
How is he not doing a Down syndrome charity?
Wow, I was going to stay on the fucking laundry detergent.
I'm getting right to it.
Let's hop right in. I mean, cancel culture. Let's make it happen.
What's going on?
Jonathan Kite talks Down syndrome.
How about laundry detergent for Down syndrome children?
Oh, real?
Should we just shut the mics off now?
Downey? We should shut the careers off now. Hey, remember that moment when we came over and that was it?
Oh, yeah, because someone said laundry detergent for Down syndrome, and we'll call it Downsy.
Yeah. Oh.
No,
Ed
was
Brad
that,
Williams.
Was that it? All right.
Comic on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
yeah.
New father. Here's the thing, too, that you have to think about.
Yeah.
At what point will your sweet daughter, Elway...
Yeah.
The name has been said, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We would have edited it out anyway.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
it would
what
have
if...
been beep. It would have been like Beatrix on Kill Bill, where you would mouth it and it would just go beep.
Yeah, yeah. But there will come a point where she will get curious and go,
yeah.
Oh, I wonder... And who knows? That could be... I mean, dude, my nieces at 10 are... very YouTube savvy. They were at 7. So like
wow.
Whatever age that is where she's like, let me go look into the, let me do a daddy deep dive.
Oh boy.
Into Papa's comedy stylings.
By the way, do not Google daddy deep dive.
Hey,
that's going
to, don't tell me how to
really,
live my life.
Don't tell me what my ex hamster search engine.
Oh God, that does sound like
daddy deep dive. That is a horrible Pornhub category.
From the producers of
good.
Daddy Daycare. We think they said they're the same guy.
No, they said, yeah, but daycare is spelled K-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not the same
it's
film.
It's John Favreau?
but
that guy?
Do you can't start thinking of like certain things to do or not do because of that, right?
Yeah, like I just feel, and I've talked to a couple other comedian dads, and they've said that thankfully, their kids do not give a shit what they do, and they're not like looking them up. And I'm like, okay,
you'll have that kid.
I hope the kid just looks at me as dad and not like, well, let's check out his content. Like, let's see what he's putting out there.
Oh, right? So okay, I thought you meant doesn't care what you put out there. It
oh,
doesn't
no.
care even to even look you up.
Yeah, they don't care.
Not
Conan,
a fan.
Yeah,
I think Conan's kids are like that.
Yeah,
Brad Pitt said that he was like. I love how you probably talked to Conan about that. I made it seem like Brad Pitt and I were friends in that moment. So when I was hanging
oh,
out.
Oh, no, I heard on a Conan podcast.
Oh, okay, with yeah. B. Pizzy and B. Pitts.
So when you were hanging out with Brad Pitt in your living room, which
yeah.
was just you listening to a podcast of people
talking about Brad Pitt.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Friends of Pitt. It was out of Georgia. It was called the Peach Pit. And
they got sued by Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, yeah, can yeah. you believe that?
I know.
Still going on. That show's not even on the air.
I love
and yet the case is still in court.
I love how it got canceled, though, and they, like, I think I read an article that was, like, Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth said, like, don't worry, like something else is a brewing. And I was like, how many people are, and look, I love that show.
Hold on, what were you going to say? How many people are what?
What?
How many people are worried?
Yeah, I mean.
I like when people say that. Don't worry, I'm not.
Yeah.
Who's worried?
I'll tell you the things I wake up and are concerned with.
Yeah.
Not Tori Spelling projects.
Listen, I should be worrying about the fact that my wife is about to give birth to the first kid, but that's not what's keeping me up at night. I'm like, what is Ian Ziering going to do when there's no more Sharknado
movies? W-W-I-Z-D.
Oh.
What will
Ian
Ziering do?
That's my bracelet.
What's WWIZD? Is that like the
is
whales?
Is that a cancer awareness bracelet?
Is that
no,
zoos?
It's
no,
about
it is because he's a cancer, astrologically speaking.
He was born under the right sign.
have you ever had him on the program here?
We have not, but if he wants to come on and talk about Sharknado 35, I'm down.
On the one season of CW's Mad TV, he was on it. And I remember like the people they were talking about, you know, they had the former cast on, which was awesome. Yeah. All of them were bona fide celebs. And then when they were like, I was like, man, well, who else could we? And I was emailing with Blake Griffin for a minute being like, if I wrote something, would you do? He's like, fuck yeah, man, it's Mad TV. And then, you know, towards the end, he's like, God damn, thank God I didn't do that. I was like, yep, fucking thank God I didn't reach out to you. But then they were like, Ian Ziering's going to do something. And I was like, fuck yeah, man. Like, I was so like, cool. Cause, but then you're like, was Susan Sarandon busy?
I was just gonna say, I rep her.
That's busy. Why.
By the way, they're always competing for projects.
Susan Sarandon
and Ian Ziering.
You know, in my head,
he was like, I was supposed to be in
Sharknado. Blake Griffin was, and Susan Sarandon were the original. They were down to those three.
Yep.
And Ian Ziering edged them out.
I have not seen that movie,
Sharknado.
I mean, it's a fantastic let's get high and do something.
I'm always down for those. Did you see it in theater or on a plane?
Where did I? No, I watched on a plane on my iPad because I was like, let's see what this is. Oh, this is one of these movies.
Okay. I want to see it in an open field in the Midwest.
Where people are hailing it as the greatest movie ever made.
But also in the middle of tornado season. Yeah. I've seen a shark.
Yeah.
Why do you have a southern accent? I'm from Alabama, and I live here now.
Climate change is bullshit, but that Sharknado, that can happen.
Yeah. I want to do a character with the
Jurassic
weather.
Jurassic Park's based on a true story.
Yeah, it was just not our time. Those dinosaurs existed. We just didn't have cameras.
You going to tell me John Lithgow didn't find a Bigfoot?
Wow.
I did.
Henderson.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually, John Lithgow came with a story idea. Something crazy happened last year. John, we want to make Cliffhanger 2. Somehow you lived.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you. The Abominable Snowman. We'll make it a Christmas movie. Yeah. How is there not a Harry and the Henderson stew? Harry in the Home for the Holidays.
Oh, even hairier?
Even hairier. Still Harry.
And wait, I want to hear Lithgow pitching more of this.
All right, listen. Everyone loves Christmas, and some people like Hanukkah. What if?
I don't like the way you said some, John.
No, I just meant I'm not Jewish.
But we got that. You're wearing a sweatshirt that says it when you came in for this pitch.
I'm not Jewish is a new brand I have.
That's why I did the movie with Mel Gibson.
He and I are producing a film.
Wait, but you said last
summer. The Passion
summer,
of the Christ, too.
Even
the
more.
The cheesening.
Is cheesening a seasoning on the new progressive soups that you're pitching as well?
I'm also selling soup. There's just a Lithgow channel of his pitches.
Oh, my God. It's everything Lithgow
24/7. Dude, it's the QVC of Lithgow.
Wow.
Oh, what a beautiful brooch you have.
Are they all, wait, no. Did,
what's wanna, the jewelry called? It's Third Rock from the Sun. And he points to his son.
His son?
His son, yeah. Little boy.
Dad, the do Third I have to Rock. Be here?
You do, it doesn't work without you.
And stick to the script.
And stick to the script. I'll be reading the teleprompter. You don't have speaking lines.
Wait, but John, tell me, you said you hit a Sasquatch with your car, with your family, and that's what this movie is based on?
I hit a second one.
You've hit two.
What are the odds? That's the tagline.
What are the odds this shit got
what
made?
What are the odds?
And he's literally, wait, and Harry's also like flying through midair like.
He's like, here we go again. Yeah. How did he not
Harry,
have a ridiculous.
Now can talk.
I was
in the year apart from the Hendersons, he learned dialect.
He learned English. It's Tony Danza.
Oh, God. Who would? God.
Tony Danza plays.
How? But how
Tony Danza
that?
As Bigfoot.
You guys got any sun chips?
How is the Bigfoot? How is it Harry did not have a voice? E.T. had a voice. Know.
Right.
It's everybody talking.
When you did that, I was like, I think I need to give him the Heimlich right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Is that Jeff Bridges E.T.? Coming?
It can be stuck in such a, You know what the thing about E.T., if he was getting choking, his neck is so long, you can't figure out where it is.
Yeah,
just right. Like a jelly bean or Reese's Pieces somewhere
see,
in a
now, machine. See, now, I due to that last thing, I think we just came across my new favorite bit, which is Jonathan Kite's celebrity impressions of celebrities having orgasms.
Dude. Right,
let's
oh
go.
Oh, my God.
Paul Giamatti has an orgasm.
Okay.
Hey.
He already looks like a gerbil when you squeeze it.
The Giamatti gerbil.
This is him on the wheel. I gotta work this off. I gotta work this tiger off.
Now that you've climaxed, would you like some Merlot?
I am not having Merlot. I'll have a cigarette.
Seth Rogen has an orgasm. Is that you faking like a machine gun noise?
That was also what were those the squirt guns that had the ink in them? The gotcha guns?
Oh,
the Uzis.
Wow. Yeah. Remember those? And they had like little motors in them or something.
Yeah, and they were
did you get those at like the trick store? Like the magic trick, you remember?
The ink.
Yeah.
But there was an ink thing.
Did you call it the trick store?
Yeah, there was we had a toy store that had like the hand buzzers.
It was right next to a brothel, which made it very confusing. Yeah. No. Do I get a trick here?
It was half of a Halloween store. You got tricks over here. We got treats over here. Let me know. It's the greeter at one of those places.
Tricks too.
We got actual tricks. We got hoes. We got hoes and fake ink. All the tricks.
Because you know what whores love. Fake and penmanship.
Disappearing ink from their cooch. What? How is this place still?
Wait, Tom Hanks.
Colin.
He comes
the names of the babies as he's having them.
Oh, because his wife, Rita's like, wait, so what are we going to name this one?
Oh, Colin! Liam!
McConaughey.
Wait, okay.
You gotta build up to McConaughey.
Alright.
Are you okay, Matt?
Give me a second.
I'm trying to
Don't move.
I don't even know if it feels good.
Alright. What do you
Okay, does that mean you came? What does alright mean?
That's the whistle from his mouth and his penis. He's like,
all right, I'm done.
You too, little buddy.
You too, little buddy. We're both coming.
Nick Nolte.
God damn it.
Just one
just
pump.
Just angry.
Just yeah. One pump. Yeah.
Give me a second. All right, God damn it. Hold on. Hold on, I'm going to get my spot. Oh, look at me. Don't look at me. All right, hold on. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah.
All right.
A Nolte nut.
A Nolte nut.
Planters, the one thing they couldn't get off the ground.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Peter.
Obama having a wet dream.
Soy. Oh, there we go. There we go. Michelle.
Barack, are you okay?
I got my Baracks off.
Everyone's doing stand up right now.
Every one of them has like a
pun
catchphrase that they do at the end of that.
He's just like, let me be clear, I came.
What would Jeff Bridges' pun be?
You know, man, I love to come, but I gotta be honest with you, man, I'm pretty hammered right now. I don't know that I can. I don't know if this is a bridge that's going to get there. You know what I'm talking about? I've had a lot of white Russians, man.
You were just recently, by the way, where have you been since we last saw you? Travel-wise, can we even...
Career-wise, what's going on with you?
Yeah, career, I've been here. No, I've been, I was in Japan.
That's right.
That's right.
Because you do a yearly holidays trip, right?
I do it every year.
Right. But then you also have other trips throughout.
I needed to get out. I had my birthday party, and so I went to Japan with a bunch of friends who had never been there before.
Wow.
And it was so cool because like watching them look at Japan for the first time, it's like the craziest place in the world because it's the respect of the past meets the technology of the future.
Yeah.
So they're such efficient people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like... everything about them is that there's like a hive mind, you know, because there's so much about America that you realize, and other countries not, but like we take up so much extra space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So there's such
it's an
efficiency.
Island. There's no,
there's no extra room. And so they build up and then they're very, they're just so organized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like how, it's such an amazing country where, yes, they're insanely efficient.
Yeah.
But, and then also it's like, do you want used women's panties in a vending machine? Boom. There. We have that for you.
If you can dream it, they have it. But have you ever been to Japan?
Yeah. So Devon and I did all those base tours.
Yes, in Osaka.
Okinawa.
Dude, everywhere. Okinawa. We must have done 10 of them and drank Habusaki. Have you had that? It's like the snake venom shit. Oh, dude, it's shot of it. You are fucking... It's like absinthe, right? Isn't that the
thing? You think you're turning Japanese? You really think so?
Yeah, well, your eyes are like this.
I don't know, Mr. Roboto, but I was fucking... I was origato-ing hard.
Has he had one yet? Not yet.
No, he just...
He's just in the corner.
Came from karaoke. That's it.
You're just walking into the wall like a sim.
Oh, yeah. So, did you go to the robot bar?
We tried. Tokyo? It was closed.
Oh.
We did. We walked up to
it.
How
is
like,
the robot bar closed? You don't have...
For repairs. Guys, I'm leaving on that one. Thank you.
They don't need holidays. They just to plug them in.
Yeah,
start.
It's so, yeah, the robot labor force there has too many rights.
It's a...
There's a robot union.
The future where I'm coming out for humans.
Yeah.
I'm going to announce my candidacy.
Do you think that there's a... Like, I mean, it is fascinating to see, like, it's almost a spectacle, like, how, you know, like, New York on crack, I feel like, but it's...
But not dirty, it's clean.
I know, man.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's crazy
is... You can eat in any spot you see, you don't have to check for the rating.
That's the thing that I think that people, like, here, there's a ton of restaurants that are in my neighborhood. I can't... They're obviously mob fronts. And because the food sucks and the service is garbage. But there can be 10 ramen places on one block. Yeah. They're all good.
Yeah.
Because they have... A, they do it for pride. Like here, people, I think, try to get so rich that they just outsource everything. So they hire people
cut
to do the job
and do
for them. But
it's
there,
just money.
The
yeah.
bosses are there. Yeah. Like the best coffee shops I've ever been to in the world are in Tokyo. And the guy... Who has the coffee? He's there making the coffee.
Yeah, because that's a reflection of him, and it's a pride thing.
Exactly.
And then if the coffee's not good, that's not like it's just the coffee. No, it's like that's a disgrace on his family.
When we went to this place, we had a couple of cups of coffee, and he could. I don't know if he didn't speak English, but one of his employees came over to us and were like, he likes that you like the coffee, or he could tell that what we were ordering, we ordered a bunch of stuff just to try it, and that we were kind of sore. So he like came over and gave us a cup of something that he had made.
That's amazing.
And it was like a thank you. Like it was a very, it was
so respectful. I also just like the amount of traditions and like customary greetings and like, I don't know, it's like formal without being too formal. I also really enjoyed the sitting down in a restaurant. It was like upstairs, but we're sitting down like around the table.
Yep. It was like a kaiseki style banquet dinner. Yeah. We did one of those.
I'm gonna pretend I know what kaiseki is.
It's the opposite of bukkake.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You're just trying to come on one person.
You don't want to do you don't want to do a bukkake style dinner.
No.
Okay.
Mormonism is the opposite of bukkake.
Can you imagine describing a bukkake to someone just being, you know Mormonism? Flip that around.
That's gonna
wait. You don't know what Mormonism is?
Come on,
it's
everything.
A bukkake. Wait a minute. I was already describing that to you.
That's what I. That's like my worst, one of my worst fears as a new father is that, you know, my daughter's going to go to school. She's going to hear some things and come home and goes, Jerry said he watched Bukkake. What's that, Dad? All right.
Okay.
Well, you know what Kabuki is? What Kabuki is?
You know the theater of the mind? This is the theater of the face.
It's not so much a visual. You have to feel it.
You know how Jackson Pollock paints, right? Imagine he's doing it on the audience.
When will I know it's over?
What?
You know what Gallagher is, right? But without the laughs. Everywhere's the splash zone. How is that not the name of one of Gallagher's albums?
What, Bukkake?
No, the splash zone. That's what Gallagher did. He has a tattoo of a watermelon on his cock.
Oh. And then he just hits it.
Yeah, he just hits it.
Could you ever live in a place? Like, I know you love to travel so much, and I feel like at some point, I feel like you would also do like what Chappelle does, where if you could just live somewhere else and then come here.
Totally.
Right? Because not that you don't love LA and LA doesn't love you, but it's like you have, I think, and I think we all do to an extent because we travel so much.
Yeah.
Like a need to not be in one place.
I have a curiosity to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
And I think about how much the world is changing. Like, I started going to Asia maybe like a decade ago, and it has changed so much just because all the money is like shifting to China and all of sort of the technology, and to see that part of the world grow in a way that it's going to continue to dominate the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And to see how I sort of like that there aren't a lot of, because it's not as accessible as Europe. Like we're, America is essentially Europe 2.0. Mm-hmm. We're like, you know, we took a lot like over here and then we have more space. I'm not saying it's necessarily better. I'm just saying like it's a separate version. Like you can see so many parallels between the way we live our life and Europe.
Yeah.
Where Asia, it's like it's so literally foreign to people. It's not as accessible. You don't see as many Western tourists. Mm-hmm. So it really has remained, some of these places have remained incredibly unique and specific to the culture. Where it's like, you know, you go to Rome, they'll serve you fettuccine Alfredo because Americans demanded it.
Right.
The tourists were, that's not an Italian dish.
Yeah. But that's in Rome, we made up.
And then like, you know, and then they were, we were like, oh, we, when we go overseas, we're not interested in your shitty culture.
Yeah.
We want you to make, it's like,
yeah, we wouldn't like, we wouldn't, you can never go to a Chinese restaurant in Hong Kong and be like, give me orange chicken from Panda Express.
Yeah. It, we, like, whatever you have,
they would stab you. Yeah, they'd be just the like, thing. No,
they are very, and the thing in Japan, I didn't ever, I was never with somebody who was making a modification because I've been there 3 times.
Right. Okay.
And here, you know, it's like you could go to a salad and someone goes, what's on the salad, dressing on the salad? I mean, people just have like a whole bevy. It's like they, your menu doesn't exist. Mm. Your menu to most Americans is a starting place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll do it themselves,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And whereas in a lot of those other countries, like India, I'm trying to think of like, they make the dish how it's made and it's existed, especially if it's a family owned place.
Right.
Like those ramen recipes have been in the family for hundred years. Ramen's about roughly 100 plus years old.
It's like this is our dish. You came here to eat what we have.
Exactly.
If you want what you want, then go make it yourself.
And like, it's a very we're very a catered to society.
Yeah. Everything's custom.
Yeah, everything.
I was amazed. I was taking my dog for a walk this morning and literally we passed by this one house where, as in the course of 30 seconds of us just passing the house, 3 different boxes came in, like one for their pet, one that was food, and then one that was a random Amazon box.
Sex doll. Yeah, sex doll.
That was probably in the Amazon box. And then
there's got to be people, by the way, like, all
that's
around.
That's so the much. Name of my sex doll company, Amazon Box.
By the way, every time I see a box that does not, like, somebody put that in my head about 2 weeks ago where it was like, dude, they're like, you don't know that like what people are getting delivered when you just see packages down there in the lobby or whatever. And it's
so
like, how do you
right.
not know like that there's the most fucking defiling or just like crass object literally just chilling in your lobby next to your like printer ink that you ordered on?
Well, see, the thing is like you used to, like when we were growing up and like young kids and men, we thought like, oh, x-ray vision would be awesome because you could like see boobs and stuff. Now it's like, oh, I just want to look at my neighbor's Amazon packages.
Yeah, so. Totally. Well, that's the movie. The movie is
on Amazon Ray Vision.
You guys switch packages with your neighbors.
Oh, so instead of like the body switch comedy, now it's the Amazon package. Box.
Yeah, and then we get Bezos to produce it.
Wait, and so I get his sex doll and I fall in love with it, but he designed it. No, what are we
Now I want to see this movie.
Now I'm on this.
Man, do I not believe in my ideas? Fuck me. What are you talking about? No, I meant like if he was, because
it's like weird science, but
did I watch it the other day for the billionth time?
Did you really?
Yeah, it was on TV. It's one of those movies like Karate Kids that way. I'm not going to bed till he beats Johnny.
Yeah,
you know, and
once you're in.
And the thing
you
was,
can't stop watching the movie.
Cannot. And same with Weird Science. It was on. I was like 3 a.m. Couldn't fall asleep. I was like, I'll fall asleep to the movie. Next, me up with a bowl of cereal, just being like, this is still amazing.
Yeah. You know what part I'm like that with? Forrest Gump, where where he finds out that the kid is his. You know, and he's like, she's like, his name's Forrest too, and he's like, but that's me. Is he? Me from the future? What the fuck's going on, Jenny? You know, I thought we were peas and carrots, bitch.
That's my favorite thing that he goes. He goes, like me.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Wanted to take a quick second to talk to you about our sponsor, Away. What do? Well, they make affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. What? Look, I travel all the time, and when we started talking with these guys, I was like, what do you guys really offer that's above and beyond the normal suitcase? I mean, you can charge your phone on the suitcase. What? That was mind-blowing and kind of a giant selling point. And they started to tell me more about it,
What they do, basically, they cut out the middleman, okay? Away is able to offer perfect luggage made with high-quality materials, and they sent me one. I can attest to this. I use it now every time I travel, which is almost every weekend, and the price is way lower than pretty much every luggage company, which is, you know, why they're killing the game. They have a variety of options, okay? So if you want different colors, sizes, they've got four sizes, a limited selection of colors. But the sizes come in carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, and the large. Okay, they've designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. The carry-on bags, get this, feature two USB ports and a high-capacity battery that allows you to charge multiple devices while you're on the go. I'm talking phones, tablets, laptops. This is my biggest problem when I travel, is having dead batteries. And if you have it attached to your suitcase, what else do you need? I was freaking out when they told me, and then they sent the bag, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. That's how I talk when I get excited. So you never have to worry about a dead phone for a flight or finding an outlet at the airport or even on the plane, which a lot of them don't even have. And if they do, they don't even work. It's an ultra-durable, lightweight bag made with premium, impact-resistant German polycarbonate. All right, it's smooth in every direction, four 360-degree spinner wheels that won't get stuck or break, which is a big problem when you're Kevin McAllistering through the airport and you're running late, which I do a lot. So you're a smooth guide and ride. It's theft-proof, TSA-approved. The combination lock built is lock is built to keep your belongings safe. And guess what? If you're an overpacker like me and like my mom, Puddin, you can fit everything you need. It's a patent-pending interior compression system that, man, tightly buckles in bulky items. I pack a lot. I'm not the best packer. But when I open it up, everything's not all over the place. It's still somehow in this, like, compartmentalized, safe, secure, organized clump of clothes. Comes with a lifetime guarantee, and if anything breaks, Away will fix or replace it for life. That's an insane guarantee, a lifetime guarantee. Anything breaks, they're going to fix it for life, okay? Carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines, and while maximizing the amount you can pack, free shipping within the U.S., Europe, or Australia, that's crazy, and there's a free risk 100-day trial period. So guess what? If you want the bag, you get it. If you don't like it, if something's not jamming with you, if at any point you want to return it, you get a full refund, no questions asked. 100-day free trial period. So, this bag sounds too good to be true, but it's true, baby. I got one. I love it. Already ordered a second one, okay? They gave me one for free. Gonna buy another one. Bought one for my mom for Hanukkah, because that's the type of son I am. So, if you want to get your Away luggage right now, go, because we have a special offer, okay? $20 off a suitcase. Go to awaytravel.com/ALN and use the promo code ALN, and you'll get $20 off a suitcase right now by going to awaytravel.com/ALN, promo code ALN. That's awaytravel.com/ALN, promo code ALN, and get $20 off your suitcase. I'm telling you guys, it's my new favorite bag. I've been traveling for 20-plus years, and it feels good to find a... to find the right bag, and I didn't have to go anywhere. But now I do get to go away. And you can go away with a new bag if you go to awaytravel.com/ALN, promo code ALN. All right, back to the episode. Is he the smartest kid? Like that moment, and then she's like, he's the smartest kid in his class. He teaches the class. He fucking, the teacher quit. He was so smart, you know?
Yeah.
And he's just like, I can't believe it. Brad, what's your movie like that?
Oh, man. Oh. Where it's like,
it starts when you're like, on. I guess I'm skipping. The day is now
my child's
canceled.
Birth.
Yeah. Sorry, Owe. I gotta watch you.
The baby's cut. It's crowning. Hold on. Casino just came on.
I thought you were gonna say, look who's talking to. Bebe's Kids is on. Can you shit up?
They don't die. Kids. They multiply.
Did I tell you about my kids story?
No.
Oh,
no.
So for those of you who don't know, the movie Kids. Okay. The movie Kids. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tell people what it is first.
Yeah. So Larry Clark, this director who was sort of known for, he's a provocateur, but he does real slice of life. He does like Bully. He did a lot of crazy films. Just look him up. But he did things like What's Up Rockers. He'll take like a very specific, and it's almost always about young people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people who aren't 18 yet.
And it's
not
to get
legal.
A reaction.
Yeah, yeah, it is to get a reaction. But it's also, you know, like knowing sort of, he takes like Ken Park was one that he did, but he'll take like young people and sort of show something that's not being explored.
Yep.
Like a side of humanity that exists that we're not necessarily proud of.
We're talking about.
Exactly. And Kids was the big one that he did in 95. And it was about the opening scene is this guy, Tully, who's having sex with, like, I think a 12-year-old girl or something. And you find out that he, like, I mean, he has AIDS. Like, that's, yeah, like, the big, you know. And then they beat people up in the movie. And then this Chloe Sevigny's famously in it is a, yep, very young girl, Rosario Dawson.
Yep.
Chloe gets, she gets drugged. And then this Casper, the guy who plays the character Casper, rapes her, and like it's done in a very normalized way.
Isn't it shot, yeah, kind of found footage too, it, like handheld?
It's definitely shot on film, which is, if you look today, it already sort of makes it look
dated.
No. I think in a real way.
Oh yeah.
Whereas, like, when you see things on digital now, you're like, eh, this is, you know, everything really is the transporter.
Yeah.
Right. You know? and then the idea is it follows a day in the life of these kids in New York City in 1995. So cut to, I was in BBYO, the B'nai B'rith Youth Organization, which is, like, for those of you who don't know, it's Jewish fraternities and sororities for high school.
Wow.
And so we would have these lock-ins and these overnighters or whatever, and we would have them in a temple. We would have them, and we would all bring sleeping bags, and, like, you know, we would do stuff, and it was great. So they put on a movie, and all of a sudden, Telly is just railing this 12-year-old, and we're all watching it in temple. Hold on. I swear to God, I swear this is true. And it was like 96 or 97. And you just see the woman who's the chaperone. And, like, you know, she's like a very small woman. And she is sprinting to get the, because it's the, you hear the kind of like, And then it says, like, kids, and there's a black screen. And then it cuts to him. And he's just sort of on top of this girl, just like pounding her.
Oh, my God.
And we're all like, we all sort of turn, like, because we weren't paying attention to what the movie was, but they would go, "Oh, it's kids. It must be a movie about four kids."
Oh, like,
yikes!
That would be like, "Oh, Kids Bop. Let's put that on for the." And then Kids Bop turns out to be like
just a guy bopping kids with a gun.
It's like fascist rhetoric. Like,
yeah, it's just a school shooter video.
And you're like, Kid
Bop. Got that kid.
Oh, it's oh my
whack-a-mole with children. So, that's like, we're horrible. Sitting there, and this woman is just like, she's like, look away.
Yeah,
and she's just sprinting, and we're all, of course, like, no, now we have to see
this
movie.
Now we have to watch this movie.
And I'm like, somebody hold her down.
You're like, no, that was in the movie.
Yeah, that was crazy, horrible, by the way. So that was how I got introduced to that movie.
Oh, yeah, fuck. That movie not getting made today. Can't.
You know,
or like,
I'll
maybe
tell you something crazy. Yeah. I actually think it could get made today because I believe that Kids went through the indie circuit when it was one of those things that it's sort of like, it's what Keenan Ivory Wayans famously said about Living Color. The reason they were able to get away with Handyman and Homie the Clown beating children and shit is because he's like, even though they won the Emmy, you know, that year, he goes, people didn't care. They didn't, they let it slide because they were like, no one's watching this. This sort of let where, so it slipped through the cracks and obviously became an icon, where it's like the same thing with Kids. I feel like people were like, oh, there's a ton of, I bet there are other movies that are out there that are probably equally as disturbing, but that one got notoriety because it's sort of like, it produced two huge movie stars that are not that old. I think Rosario and I are about the same age.
Yeah.
And so, and then it got there and Larry continued to make films.
Yeah.
So I feel like
from the maker of Kids, you're like, 100%.
That's what they used to market it as.
Yeah.
From the maker of Kids. And it was all this other stuff. Gummo did a ton of weird ones. You ever see those?
By the way, I know who could play the package swap movie.
Tell me.
It's like Multiplicity. Remember with Michael Keaton when he played
Michael Keaton parts?
With the pizza.
Who?
Pizza. With the pizza. That was like the fourth Multiplicity.
Oh,
guy.
That wasn't as smart.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He had like cross-eyed. He had goggles on.
Copy of the copy.
Yeah, pizza. What's a pizza?
He was the original Little Caesars guy.
Pizza.
Little Caesars sued Michael Keaton. Yeah. In the greatest clickbait lawsuit of all time.
Oh my God, that's a Lifetime movie I'd watch.
You're not gonna sue Batman.
Caesar versus Keaton.
Keaton Caesar.
Hey, too, Brute. Stop doing the voice.
No, but it's Statham, but there's like a clone. So it's like, so there's a thing. The packages get swapped, then he also realizes, and I'm setting you guys up for a Statham and Statham movie trailer, but it's also his long-lost brother that he didn't know he had. But the package swap happens.
Oh, so kind of like Parent Trap. Okay.
Parent Trap, but with the package.
Or with twins.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
If me and him
so
did
it's
it.
Twins meet Parent Trap meets Jeff Bezos.
I don't. That was it.
Wait, are you going to do the voiceover
yeah,
this summer?
Yeah, so I'm going to be the package guy.
All right.
And I'm going to tell. So,
are we doing the trailer?
I think so.
Okay.
This summer, what happens when a brother who never thought he had more than one other family member finds out he's actually got a brother?
I swear, I don't really have any other family. It's just me right here.
Jason Statham, in a journey about friendship, love, and getting the right package sent to the right place.
All right, here's the deal. I thought I had a number. Wait a minute. This is addressed to me, but I don't live in apartment 4.
That's right, Mr. Statham. Actually, I think this package is for apartment number 6 on floor 2. This is a big box, by the way. Is this a sex doll?
Why don't you mind your fucking business?
Fair enough. In the role he was born to play, with all the fighting sound effects you want from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
From Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow as the punching sounds. And Roger Rabbit as the
breathe.
And Charles Fleischer as the
and Judge Doom. Don't forget me. This movie just fell off the This summer, off the hinges. You know what I thought you were going to say?
So I'm downstairs just working out, and upstairs there's a guy choking a rabbit, fucking a sex doll, and saying he looks like me.
That's what you talking to an officer.
Yeah.
What exactly happened here?
Jeff Daniels as the officer.
What exactly happened here? That's not Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Bridges.
Vince
as
Vaughn
the
as the UPS guy trying to get the sex doll to the other Statham Brothers house.
Hey, my man, I got to be honest with you. What do you think the brown the right here? We're working for you. I like the socks kind of energy because it keeps the sun, which I like the energy. I like the energy of the sun right now, but it keeps it off my legs so they stay like a kind of a crisp tan, but they don't get dark. You know what I'm saying? Right now, what house am I in?
They always said I was worth a million. What they failed to tell me was there's 7 billion people on the planet, so there's obviously over 100 of me.
I'm here too. I'm here 3. This summer, Statham off. Hey, and he goes,
wait,
I can't
I
believe
you
brought
only one. I didn't know I had two brothers.
Brother.
Brother?
I'm here as well.
Wait, I'm the half a brother. What's happening here?
I'm the one from Israel.
Who's
my friend.
Wait, who's the oldest brother? What time are you born?
I'm 428.
Wait, when were you born?
I'm the Michael Clark Duncan. I'm the other brother.
In the found footage of Michael Clark Duncan.
No, they re-CGI him. Like they're trying to do with James Dean. We bring him. Why did you guys bring back Clark Duncan for that?
Yeah, because we needed a big hulking black guy and the Rock wasn't available.
Brother, I don't do
it. You do it
starring
wrong.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I said.
I said, I gotta get that package to you, boy.
And Michael Caine is the voice of the sex doll.
All right. Here we go. Put it right there. Put it right there in my asshole. Right there. It
Why
feels
me?
Great.
Wait, which Jason did you want to do that?
There's a hole for all.
This fall, a hole for all.
A hole in one.
I got a mouth, I got an asshole, I got 2 hands. We got enough for everybody.
Open your ears, and your heart, and your holes.
This Thanksgiving comes the movie nobody wanted to take
this
their family
Thanksgiving
to. Comes the film movie? That every family got tricked into taking their family to.
This Thanksgiving comes a film that's worth all the stuffing.
You could put A in shard, mate.
Wait a minute.
Now that's what I call cranberry sauce.
Wait a minute. Is that a turkey baster? You just happen to see me.
Hey, which one are you talking to again?
Oh, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble is what I'm programmed to do with my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Hold on. That's my
that
agent. We just got canceled. I mean, me, my career, my life.
No way.
As a person.
Kickstarted, if anything.
Everything just got canceled.
I think that's what this one, this pod specifically is about. Please donate to that. We want to make that so badly.
Dude, yeah. In all your, and this is great that you're here, too, because, you know, we're nearing the end of 500 eps. And,
I can't
and Brad
believe that,
out.
Dude.
And it's like, think of.
It's about time, though, you know?
many people would say that we did 100 too many.
But many people would also, for sure, many people would say.
A lot of people said
a lot of people. They said it was good at 250. We said no.
They said we were good. Melania listened to 20 of them.
How do we not do the Trumps? Oh, my God. I mean,
but you know what? There's been, every time you've been on, there's been like some magical Riff City, and it's like we almost... Yeah. Which is why people were, there was a resounding, like, we're like, hey, how many, you know, who are the people we close out with, you know?
Yep.
You, Dana, the Hall of Famers, you know?
Yeah. How many, what number is this right now?
This would be 498.
Wow.
Yeah, so with three left, you make it.
That is a real accomplishment.
I think this also might have gotten you into double digits. I'd have to check the math, but I feel like
so.
It.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
You and I, the three of us back at the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Oh yeah,
dude! I was in the That's OG right. days.
It goes
bro.
Deep. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing on the set of the Bellman?
Yeah. That. Oh man.
That the movie's still comedy. Not done.
Yeah. You still owe me money.
Yeah. Lovitz.
You still owe me money from your podcast. Thank you.
Have you ever had him on here?
No. Want to? I've never been a guest.
I've never been.
Maybe if you asked me, I would have the chance to say no.
Maybe if you paid me with a Starbucks gift card.
But I work at Coffee Bean.
I did love that. You did that club on weekends all the time.
Yeah. It was great because it was right in the middle of Universal.
Yeah, why would it
close?
The
first two levels were cool. Yeah. Third level being full... I mean, I think happened like maybe when Joe Coy did a thing, but also it was like nobody should sit up there.
It was like where
the sound guy was and where comics that, you know, where they were like, hey, if you wait here for a month, we'll let you go up next Wednesday. Weird boonies.
For sure. For sure.
One should be seeing the top of the comedian's head for a comedy show.
Right. Exactly.
There's a limit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But it was also another room. And so it's like, you know.
Yeah. Why would that have closed, though?
It didn't make any money.
The beach theme was clear. The beach theme, I could never... Didn't it start with the sandy beach theme?
Because when people go to a comedy club, they also want a fruity drink and sand in their vaginas.
The theme of it was a sandals resort. The bathrooms that don't work.
The John Lovitz Comedy Club, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, was a short-run comedy club at the Universal
City
Walk.
Used to be B.B. King's Jazz Club.
Yeah, which was the first time I got fired was from B.B. King's Jazz Club because they hired me as an MC. This is like a year and a half, 2 years into comedy to like bring up bands. And I did it for 2 weeks, and then the next week I showed up, and they said, oh, we switched managers. We're not doing that anymore. I said, oh, well, I drove out here from Orange County. Could I get, like, my money or a hamburger or something? And they said, no. So I was happy to see B.B. King's
clothes. You want some of the Lovitz sand that we're about to put in?
Yeah. We got some extra sand, but meet me out back. I can't keep a D here in the open.
It's like getting a base from like a stadium that's closing, but like instead it's like the sand from the club that's about to open.
Well, people have like, you know, they have water bottles of sand. Like I have a buddy who, his family would take sand from places and like just keep it.
What?
Oh, yeah. So it's like, oh, we went to Fiji. Here's sand.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so
that's kind of cool.
John Lovitz's sand, though, not as cool. Wait, this is from Lovitz Beach.
Your Lovitz has a little Mulaney in him.
Yeah, it's only, I don't do Lovitz. I only do Mulaney.
Wait, Mulaney, did you ever get asked to do the John Lovitz Comedy Club?
I was asked before, and I turned him down.
I just saw you, John Mulaney. I just watched Into the Spider-Verse, and you played the Porky Pig Spider-Man.
His name is Peter Parker.
For real?
For real.
It is.
No, his name is Spider-Ham. That's a real character.
Yeah. And he fights the bad guys by pulling a wooden mallet out of his pocket.
He's like a traditional cartoon character in his way that he can pull.
What do you have against cartoons?
Yeah, what do you have against cartoons?
It was great.
That was the animated Spider-Man movie.
It was really amazing.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they made fun of the other Spider-Mans that weren't good.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was very like
they're doing a second one now. Coming out in 2022.
Yeah.
Wow.
I always get confused when people, like, when they say the new Spider-Man is black or the new Thor is a woman. I always get mad when, like, people are like, what? No, Thor is a man. It's like, it doesn't have to be.
It isn't in the comic book. In the comic book, she gets the mantle.
Yeah.
And Miles Morales, who's the black kid who's in the new one, he's a character in the comics.
Yeah.
It's just a different guy. Awesome. And they say that in the Spider-Verse, which is really cool because some of them are women. Like Gwen Stacy is a Spider-Girl or whatever, Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
And so Spider non-binary, what is it, 2019? And
cisgendered Spider-Man.
Yeah. So so it's like it's such a cool thing where they all get together. But the best part about it is Nicolas Cage plays the noir Spider-Man.
Yes.
What? So he's
film
like,
noir Spider-Man.
He has like a fedora and a trench coat, and he's in black and white, going like, "Hey, how are you? I'm Peter Parker." He's just out of breath.
He has all these. He has
thinker,
like
I think you're in my web.
Think you're in my web.
I'm more of a spider protector.
He goes, we have to use our spider powers to find the Declaration of Independence.
Like what?
Have you seen Family Man? or the Weatherman?
Yeah.
Guys, Spider-Man. It's in line with everything he does.
I'm a Family Man. I'm a Spider-Man. I'm a Weatherman.
I'm a noun man.
By the way, is it ever going to get to a point?
I'm just a paycheck man.
That's so true.
I just want a paycheck.
Asian movie. Asian word man.
Is it ever going to trickle down to like the way they're like, oh, there should be like a diversity in this part and this part, to where it's like Air Bud we've joked about, but it's like, has anyone ever been like, yeah, but it's like enough of the male dogs getting to play soccer. Can we see a female
turtle
dog ref?
Turtle? A female turtle
play soccer.
Playing soccer that just gets bowled over.
But diversity.
This summer. And then you see in the back like, dude, those air. I wish they would make.
She's really coming out of her shell. You know, just like horrible
whoa,
puns.
Whoa, Shelly. I got to tell you. So I wrote, this was a spec script that I wrote a long time ago. Like no joke, like 20 years ago, about guys that were trying to make an animal movie. Like it was like a satire where everything was, they had these great ideas for a movie and they're like, yeah, it's not really hitting. And they're like, really an Anne Frank movie where like she's like a hero? Like, nah, not really into that. We're really into the animal movies. So they come up with this idea where there's a James Bond as a monkey called CI Ape.
Oh my God. How much is there a Kickstarter for this?
Oh, I would.
It's just a chimp. It's just a chimp and a tux. And he obviously, like, he doesn't know it's in a movie.
Right.
Because it's a chimp. And he has he has a gun in each hand. This is the poster. His
See,
four guns.
That sounds absurd.
Don't press his buttons or he'll go bananas.
Oh,
I mean, he'll go ape shit.
He doesn't throw bullets. He throws his poo at people. Yeah.
He doesn't monkey around. Guys, are we doing this or what?
Yeah, like, that sounds insane, but there was a real movie starring
Joey
Matt LeBlanc.
I mean, Matt LeBlanc. That's
Matt LeBlanc, MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
Primate, I know. Well, he played hockey.
Yeah.
No, it was baseball. No,
baseball.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, there is one where it's
a
monkey.
Was there a sequel?
There's a monkey hockey movie?
Yeah.
Say that 10 times fast.
Monkey hockey.
Hold on.
I'm wait.
Finding it.
By the way, was this post Friends for Matt LeBlanc,
I'm
or was it at the
this.
Height?
Mid-friends,
was Jennifer Aniston in like Office Space and Picture Perfect, and then
and
Bruce Almighty,
and
like,
she was in a Leprechaun.
And Matt's like, "What do you guys got for me?"
I'm going to say something. Hockey monkey sounds like a slur that Donald Trump uses.
Listen, he's one of those hockey monkeys.
That's what he calls African. People of African descent who live in cold weather climates.
Oh, God.
Those shithole countries with all their hockey monkeys. All right, Donald, you fucking.
It was hockey.
It was.
Most valuable primate
was hockey.
Oh, my God.
Good for you, dude.
Bro.
Why did I feel like he was wearing a baseball
don't
jersey?
Don't you ever question my primate related Friends starring actor movie trivia. No.
Don't get it confused with MXP. Most extreme primate, where the monkey goes snowboarding.
Oh, thank
was
God.
Matt LeBlanc also in it?
Let me find out.
No, but Matt Lawrence was Joey Lawrence's brother.
Good for him, dude.
There's also MVP, most vertical primate, where he becomes a skateboarder.
Nah, I'm not a fan.
No, I don't want to see him do that.
I don't care.
Because I don't buy it.
Yeah, a skateboarder. Stick to hockey, pal. Stay in your lane.
Who was in this movie?
Dude, there's been so... Snow Dogs might be one
Hold
of my
on.
Favorite
Come on, Cuba
animal
Gooden.
Actor.
One of our friends is in this movie.
Who the fuck?
One of our friends, most extreme primate, is in this movie. Ian Bagg.
No way.
Ian Bagg is in Most Extreme Primate. Oh, I need to ask him about
that. He plays the snarky Canadian.
I'd do a movie like that. I would want to work with, you know, some Hollywood animals. Even though when I was in fifth grade, my mom took my sister and I to the animal actor show at Universal Studios.
Of course.
And I got called up to do the thing with the condor, where basically you stand up on the stage. You know, they had a monkey come out where it was like with somebody's bra and stuff and all the funny gags. But then they had me sit on the thing.
That is funny.
They had me hold my hand up like this.
A monkey with a bra.
Yeah. It crushed.
I'm sure.
It crushed. And then
I closed with it.
It came back with like a dildo. And the woman was like, "That's not mine." And then some guy in the crowd was like, "It's mine."
No, the monkey's not yours. No, the monkey. The dildo is not the monkey. What? Oh,
so they had me hold my hand up. And then she goes, "Now look up there." It was like amphitheater style. Yeah. And I look up at the top of the amphitheater. And I just see some condor gore. With his fucking giant wings. And I go, "What's that?" And she goes, "It's, you know, Kathy the Condor." Some fucking, just because it's named after one of my mom's friends doesn't make it sweet. Was it going to make me pot pies? So then it just fucking descends down on me.
Yeah.
And I fucking freak out because there's a fucking
condor. It's a fucking condor.
Nobody.
And it's Halloween. You were dressed as a mouse.
Yeah. It was Fievel Day at Universal Studios. Yeah.
It was the secret of NIMH.
I was like, somewhere out there better be a condor.
Somewhere out.
Dude, it comes at me. I got up and started running around the stage. And the woman mic'd up with the headset. She goes, "Stop running, stop running." She goes, "Stop running." And I just feel this condor. I just feel the wind behind its wings just going, like behind me, like trying, because the condor only knows land on that fat kid's finger.
Right.
You know? That's all it knows.
Yeah.
Like that thing looks like a giant Cheez-It pretzel stuffed with cheese.
Everyone put your hands up, kids.
Yeah.
You have hot dog hands. Come here.
Come here, wiener fingers. Yeah.
Is your name Oscar? I don't get that joke. You're too young. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about
you
that
got
is
sausage thumbs.
She just picked you up and brought you back to her nest. And that's where you spend your formative years.
That's the opening of the movie.
Yeah.
What movie is that, though?
I mean, Most Valuable Condor, NBC.
No. Whatever it is, the tagline is, it's no longer an empty nest.
Oh, and Lithgow's in that one, too.
He plays one of the little...
Wait, it's another story that happened to him. When I was a boy...
When I was a boy, I was very fat. And I went to the show. And I said, "I have to go." And I picked up and I hit this condor with my car.
Oh, I thought the condor took him away from the show.
No, he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
And later that condor saw me. I was driving as a child. I used to steal cars.
John, do we need to call somebody?
Yeah. How many fucking creatures have you taken out with your fucking Ford Focus?
And then lived with.
Yeah.
I'm a big game hunter.
Some people use bullets.
But I don't.
Some people use Chevys.
Oh, we have to close this out.
Oh man,
it's such so a good,
dude.
Thanks for being a part of the ride,
dude.
Well, here, let's get your plugs in because you do your podcast.
I do my podcast at Kites of the Round Table with my cousin Jeff.
Kites of the Round Table,
yeah.
It's hilarious.
Thank you.
You hear him here on this podcast. You love him, so obviously podcast is gonna be.
It's great. It's super fun. And my cousin's a musician, and we're like brothers. We're about 6 months apart.
Yeah,
and so we have we have very similar but dissimilar interests, and so it's a good mix. And
I listened to the one where you guys reviewed the Joker movie.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that was great.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah,
it was fun. He's good. He's really very different. But anyway, we make a good pairing.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing stand up around. You can find out the dates at Jonathan Kite is my Instagram, and I usually post there.
Yeah, and then you have a live album that you recorded back at your old school.
I'm trying to. You know what's funny is I did it.
Okay.
And I'm now, but I think I'm going to redo it.
You're going to make the special into an album?
I'm gonna take the album. I'm gonna redo the special because of new stuff that I do I think is better.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do it at my high school. It's gonna be called my Back to School Special. We did a trial run like a year or so ago. It went amazingly well. Okay. But then we're bringing audio guys there so that we can release it as a audio.
That's
And a visual.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got to have the audio too, man, because there's so many platforms now where people 100, are soaking that
where
up.
Where people are in the car listening.
Yeah, Pandora. Spotify.
Yeah.
They need it all. Fuck. And is there any other celebrities that we didn't hear having an orgasm? Because I think we should close out.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
all right. Hold on. I got to get my Chewy going. Oh, yeah. Get me off on this plane.
oh my God, get me off on this plane.
Yeah.
What is? What
well,
is
he loves Blumpkins.
There's a clear Air Force danger two. Coming.
Air Force Two.
Oh my God.
Blumpkin Air City. Force One in the pink.
What is Harrison Ford think about the new Ford v Ferrari movie?
I was asked to play the car, and I said no. And I'm too busy getting high and crashing planes.
Oh God, that's right.
You know, I said he's his own worst flight attendant, where he's telling himself, "Get off my plane," and then he crashes.
Jonathan Kite, ALN Hall of Famer.
Love you guys. Dude, congratulations so on such an amazing run.
Thanks for,
America,
thanks for having
treasure.
Me. Yeah, dude. Jonathan just crush Kite. City always. We love you.
Love you guys.
Follow John. Go see him.
Yeah. And
bye,
then,
guys.
Suggest more celebrities for him to come at.
Yeah, tweet at him.
Dude, for real.
There's an album of that waiting to happen, by the way.
Next
and I'm
one,
not even joking.
Next one that's coming out, I promise you, this is what I'm working on right now, Martin Short. I'm working on a Martin Short impression.
Oh, my God.
Because I was trying to think of people that I'd never heard people do before.
As Glick or just as Martin Short?
No, as Martin Short.
I can't wait. Yeah. Can we have John Lithgow have the best orgasm ever to send us off?
Oh, my God. My Harry is getting Henderson'd.
Okay, we'll be right back. Because here on the Dr. Phil Show, I just asked you what projects you have coming up. And you just started to...
A sex tape.
Good
it's
night.
A tape. You can get it on VHS and Laserdisc.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Meh, what's up, dog? This is your pal Bugs Bunny. Say, I got a question for you. Do you know who has the head of Elmer Fudd and the body of Foghorn Leghorn? Why, that's Adam Ray and Brad Williams. Ain't I a stinker?